live today.
Day 84 and counting when the oil keeps on spilling into your Gulf of Mexico. And in looking at what's going on there, finally, broken pipes might have succeeded in capturing much more of the oil, but they're cautiously optimistic. Running tests now at this point in the game. We're going to jump to that coming up in a few minutes here and tell you what the latest deal is. I just know too many people that are trying to take vacations, and all they want to know is, tell me where the tar balls are and what is washing up on the beach. While they do feel horrible for those losing their livelihoods, the concern is we saved, we have the whole family going. I've heard that from a lot of people where there are a lot of destination spots, let's say in Alabama, in Mississippi, in Florida and Pensacola, in that area, there were some pretty pristine beaches that are absolutely ruined now. But it's a question of where are you taking that vacation? Because we are in the thick of vacation time, and a lot of the beaches have been destroyed, but a lot of them are fine in parts of Florida and certainly in some of the other areas I mentioned too. So we'll jump to that here on America Tonight in a second. What a way to start this show. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show before, you are locked and loaded on ATN. I like to say it's a highway for almost anybody to take, whether you're left, right, or somewhere in between. I don't care what your stripe is. It's about the opinion, baby, and the conversation. So 800-259-5791, the number to jingle if you want to throw in your two. You could also send us an email if something piques your interest. Send it to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Early in the day, I happened to see this. Sadly, when you hear about these office shootings, you wonder, oh, disgruntled, fired ex-employee. You know, your mind is already racing in that direction. If it's a bomb or something else, let's be honest, you're thinking, could this be terrorism or some crazy errant nut job? In this case, sadly, it looks like it's domestic violence, and we're talking about Albuquerque, New Mexico, a gunman killing two and wounding four others at an office place where people had no idea what hit them. Here's Chief Ray Schultz giving you the details.
We believe that the shooter is a spouse of an employee. We believe that this is a domestic violence workplace incident. The person who's deceased, the spouse of one of our victims, is also a former employee of the business. We are classifying this as a domestic violence workplace situation.
All right, the name of the plant where this happened was called MCOR, and they do fiber optics and solar manufacturing, apparently. The idea is it's very large, and the complex being large had all kinds of nooks and crannies, you know, that word that I use about places around the United States. So the guy forced his way into the building and went into several areas. They're looking at surveillance videos, and once again, what happens, this 37-year-old punk, Robert Reza, decides that, well, of course I'm going to kill myself after this. So he goes on a rampage, rips up some innocent people's lives, and nearly, and we don't know if she'll survive it or not, kills this girlfriend over whatever it is. I don't care what led to this. It's crazy. And I don't know. It seems to me there's been an escalation of it. You don't know who you're working with. You work with the nicest guy and the gal down the road and whatever, but who knows who's involved in their life. And the people at this plant felt like this is a pretty secure facility. He forced his way in. He got in somehow. But they had checks and whatnot for getting in certain buildings, but somehow he was able to make his way in. So the girlfriend now is hospitalized in critical conditions, got gunshot wounds, and then a couple of other people, two other people, lost their lives, and this idiot killed himself. What motivated it? You know, just some kind of a dispute with the girlfriend. The specifics, they don't know. She broke up with them. Who's involved? What happened? Any of that kind of stuff at this point is unknown. It's just one of those horrible umbrella things, domestic violence. If you know anything about police work or you have anyone in your family who's a cop, I have a brother-in-law that's a cop, he tells me it's one of the things I hate to respond to because so often it'll turn violent, and that's what it is. It's not some drug bust gone awry or some burglary or whatever. It turns out the domestic violence calls often are the scariest ones. And in this case, here it was dealing with the people at this plant, sadly, once this guy got in and decided to do the damage that he did. The White House is trying to correct some damage over a Muslim comment connected to NASA. Do you remember this? We talked about this last week on the show, I think, and the head of NASA gave an interview to Al Jazeera, the newspaper, you know, Al Jazeera, and the television world and the Muslim world, Al Jazeera is it. And what Charles Bolden said, he's a NASA administrator, really the top guy, he talked about that the Muslim world was a top priority for the U.S. Space Agency and went very specific on it. He said that the president told him, and these are quotes, you've heard them before, that his top priority was to find a way to reach out to the Muslim world and engage much more dominantly with Muslim nations to help them feel good, that's the operative word, about their historic contribution to science, math, and engineering, which people thought was ridiculous, including former astronauts who went ballistic over what are you trying to do here? Are you kidding me? It should just be about the program itself and whoever the scientists are. If they happen to come from a Muslim nation, great, whatever. It has nothing to do with that. Now, it became such a hot potato that the administration felt like they had to address it, and they did. They were trying to clarify the comments and, in fact, said that the comments are not true, that that's not what the White House was trying to say, or the president himself, the administration was trying to say, that that's not the task, and it's not the task of NASA. Because it's different to say, hey, you know, there was this scientist who, whatever, went to MIT, is about Muslim, and made incredible contributions, or some other people from Muslim nations. It wasn't about that. It came out very strong, hey, we got to schmooze the Muslim nations, and it was ridiculous, because what does that have to do with anything connected to NASA? Certainly when you use the word task and NASA. So you had people that were just disgruntled by... they're already disgruntled anyway by the president really pushing for other alternatives for space and getting out of the game of spending a lot of money for NASA and the moon program, especially the moon program. Specifically, that has gotten instantaneous angry emails from a lot of very famous astronauts who made their living, let's say, on the moon. And then you combine that with this comment by Bolden, and it shocked a lot of people in the space industry. You might want to throw your two in on that or something else. Feel free to do it. 800-259-5791. We'll take them on the flip side, plus tell you about a different kind of controversy. Maybe. It might not be controversial to you. Looking for TSA officers? You could do it with pizza. I'll explain.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3 freeze-dry-guy-3663. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
And tries to put out the flames from a fire started by a NASA administrator who said that he specifically was told that a top priority for the U.S. Space Agency is to reach out to the Muslim world. But they're saying, no, that's not true. That's not really what was said. Who do you believe in this one? Do you think Bolden just stepped out on a limb and decided to inflate the comments because he was talking to Al Jazeera TV, or do you think the White House is just trying to back out of something that's become controversial because it just sounds so ridiculous? Somebody got it wrong in the semantics of it all. I can say that much for sure. Speaking of getting it wrong, if you go to americatonight.net, go to the website and you click on the blog, and it's teeny tiny. I just posted a teeny tiny picture of it. But I did a story on these ads that are on pizza boxes that are circulating in D.C. And the ads on the pizza boxes are from the Department of Homeland Security. They're asking if you're interested or have you ever thought about at Reagan International Airport, have you ever thought about becoming a TSA security person? Are you kidding me? So the way to have the best security we can possibly have, get them trained, get them in there, is to put those ads on pizza boxes. It's mind-blowing to think that the Joe Blow harassing you about the change in your pants or your belt could have gotten his gig off of a pizza box ad. I don't know. Am I making too much of this? Is it much ado about nothing? I think they should be a little bit more stringent in how they actually pursue people for the TSA. But it sounds like in what they say in the ad, the emphasis is, okay, we'll send us your resume and we'll go from there. I thought it was intriguing. Wonder how much they paid for the ads. Crazy. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing there, gorgeous?
Yeah, what do you think about that? The people who shake you down at the airport who are trying to stop our last line of defense,
right?
Maybe would-be terrorists, could have gotten their job off of a pizza box.
And when you think about it, in a way, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of using your head because, you know, a lot of people, you know, will, you know, take a ticket, take out or, you know, or home delivery. And you know, when you think, and then you look at the ad, you know, in a way it is being smart. But at the same time, it's like, are they that desperate? They have to start advertising. What's wrong with PS, you know?
Well, that's it. Why do they have to start advertising? We're talking about Department of Homeland Security. We're not talking about a job at some nightclub somewhere or a job as a security guard for a shopping mall. We're talking about a job as a security person, Sam, for people who screen you when you're getting on a plane.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, or, you know, or billboards or whatever. I mean, you know, like... But like I said, I mean, I guess maybe the government, I guess maybe your federal government is trying to use, you know, brains and they think, why not pizza boxes? In a way, like I said, when you think about it, it's being smart, but at the same time, it's like, are they that desperate they have to advertise on pizza boxes?
Yeah, I think it's desperate. Let's see what the rest of America thinks. What do you think, desperate or not? The guy telling you to take off your shoes got the gig because he got a pizza somewhere in D.C., 800-259-5791. All right, what else is shaking in your world?
Well, I spoke to our favorite rabbinical person today, and he was at the news conference because he knew people. And about the report about what happened to, on those ships. And, okay, he's speaking as a soon-to-be Israeli citizen. He thinks, you know, what the way the inquiry was handled, he agrees that, okay, maybe the right intelligence wasn't given, or as someone put it, maybe there wasn't a plan B, as another person put it, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right, so, I mean, if there are other people, I mean, you're probably going to get emails about this or saying, no, it was probably like someone was made to hang out to dry. Well, no matter what, I mean, even in certain things, people we made hung out to dry, but at the same time, the way it was described to me, it was like, hey, it sounded like, you know, someone screwed up along the way, so, I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah, unfortunately. And you're talking about the flotilla.
Right, because that happened.
Yeah.
But the
flotilla, of course, you remember, you know, you've got some dead bodies, and you have the stain on the Israeli army. So the thing that you have to remember is, this ignited a lot of problems. And here's the thing. Truly do I believe when I look at... Stan, we're going to let you fly, too. We're getting a weird connection there. Truly, when I look at Hamas and whatever their intentions are, and what do you think is coming in through the Gaza Strip? I mean, it's not all aid and food and first aid supplies and all that kind of stuff. Of course, it's guns and other things. And that's the point of the Israelis, of what they were trying to stop. And what happened became a national disgrace for them, and then ignited up those relations between the Palestinian community and the Israeli communities. Now this whole thing that we're talking about with peace in the Middle East that I don't believe, not in being cynical, but I just don't believe is possible. Not in my lifetime, I'm not saying ever, but I don't see it. Not with the thousands of years of religious freedoms or lack of freedoms and disagreements between several of those areas. But we'll just take the Palestinians and the Israelis. You know, then you can open it up to everybody in the Middle East. And if you're really talking about across the board truly peace, it's not going to be that easy. There's just absolutely no way. Conversation is cheap, but it comes down to action. And that was the thing with that flotilla. It came down to action. And was it the right action or was it the wrong action is the thing. And it ignited that firestorm that could have touched off something a lot worse that was quelled, which I think it was good that it was quelled, but it could have been a lot worse. Trust me, my friends. All right, coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, we've got the mystery sound. We'll see if you can identify the mystery sound. If you can, you'll receive movie tickets, which would be really cool. It's a tough sound. You know, I can't make everything a layup. Not that we haven't had a Nail the Score winner, and we still have this incredible prize pack that's floating around. But we do have these movie tickets if somebody can identify it. And like I said, just kind of expand your mind, and perhaps maybe you'll hit on what it is. It's not a layup, though. It is pretty hard. I'll be honest with you. When I first listened to it, I thought, oh, I know what this sound is, but I'm not so sure it's easy to identify. How's that? All right, we do have somebody claiming responsibility for what happened in Uganda with the people that were killed, over 70 now at this point. We're going to talk to our terrorism expert in our next show, Jeff Atticott, about this, about Al-Shabaab. And the fact that they're taking responsibility, if you don't know who they are, they have links to Al-Qaeda. And they're basically Somali Islamists, and they carried out the two bomb attacks, including killed an American and wounded some Americans who were just watching the final. And it was the perfect time to go after them because you had people gathering at a rugby club and at an Ethiopian-themed restaurant. And they were attacked, and they say that the reason they did it, according to some Arabic websites, is because that, and they're not really truly claiming responsibility for the bomb. I mean, they are taking responsibility for, but they're not pointing in one definite direction, just saying that Allah is good, and Uganda is a major infidel country, and this is, you know, this is what we're looking at. Uganda is against Islam, and we are happy at what's happened, and this is great news, the best news that we've heard. And sadly, I mean, here you have an American aid worker who was in the group of people killed. It's deplorable. It's cowardly. It's more of the same crap that we've seen in other places. And it's these cowardly attacks that so many of us are certainly concerned about here in the United States as we see them bubble up in other places too as well. 10 of the dead, by the way, were either Ethiopian or part of the Somalia culture is what they're saying. And Ethiopian troops, just for your history, for your background, invaded Somalia in 2006, and the idea was they're going to oust that Islamist movement from Mogadishu, and that sparked the insurgency, which still is going on 4 years later. Mystery sound around the bend.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
We would do this little mystery sound game. I made this one kind of hard, I will admit it. I'll give you a hint. It is a world event. A world event. Here's our mystery sound. See if you can identify it. I did get an email from Alan, who's listening to us in Texas, and he says, mystery sound, because we were playing it all along here in America tonight, and we did it in a previous hour. He said, is it those darn vuvuzelas? No, it's not. So strike one with that one. So we've eliminated that. It is a world event, if that helps anybody. Does that help anyone? 800-259-5791. Matt, I think you know the answer. Don't speak out. Don't reveal the answer to anyone.
My lips are sealed.
You know, it's like when there's like surprise parties or someone says, oh, don't say anything about whatever, and they tell you so many times that you accidentally slip up and say something. I hate to be the person who does that. I don't know that I've ever done that, that I've ever tripped anyone up, because I would be so worried, especially if it's like a surprise party. Well, this is just a mystery sound. So that's all. It's just a mystery sound. No big great shakes here, except for if you can identify the mystery sound, you get free movie tickets. How about that? You tell me whether you think this is a big deal or not. You know, all the presidents have speechwriters. That's no secret. A lot of politicians have speechwriters. A lot of people that give speeches have people help them on speeches. It's like jokes. Sometimes comedians work a lot on their own, but they have people, they hire writers. A lot of times they'll hire writers, other funny people, to help them punch up their jokes or come up with some more jokes. And that's the way things roll in entertainment and the way they roll, frankly, in politics, too. Well, Mort Zuckerman, the big-time entertainment honcho, apparently had something to do with the way Barack Obama sounded, at least on one particular speech. Here's what he said when he copped to it.
Well, I voted for Obama. I, in fact, helped write one of his speeches. We endorsed Obama.
Which speech?
I'd rather not go into that for the moment.
You get a lot of applause.
Not from the people I hoped would applaud. But having said that, look, he's our only president. I mean, we all want him to do well. And, frankly, I've been a Democrat virtually all my life. I would like a Democratic administration to do well.
Okay, so he's saying he's disappointed. He went on a little bit further in that interview to say that he was disappointed in what was happening with the administration, that he was disappointed in some of the things he had seen, but that he wants the president to do well. And you heard him there kind of trip up and throw out, oh, yeah, I was involved in one of the speeches. And then he wouldn't say, and that was with, I think, Neil Cavuto, he wouldn't say what speech it was that he was a part of writing. And it kind of started a little bit of controversy. And, you know, nothing surprises me anymore. Who's writing what for whom? You know, when they had the correspondence dinner, some of the guys from Jon Stewart's show wrote the president's material there. So like I said, this is part and parcel what happens in politics and what happens in entertainment. So I say in the case of Zuckerman, who cares really? Except for it would be interesting, and I understand why Cavuto pressed him there, it would be interesting to find out what speech he's talking about. Was it just some off the cuff? You know, it's one thing if you're talking about a correspondence dinner, if you're talking about a major address and you'd have Zuckerman throwing in some of his thoughts on what should be in there, that would be of interest to me. I would be curious as to what the speech is. And at this point, nothing really surprises me in this year and a half of what we've seen anyway. I don't care about the speeches and the speech writer. I care about the action. What's the action? What's the administration acting on? That's the biggest thing to me. Like the drilling ban being reinstated. So we have, you know, after you had two courts pretty much rule to make sure that deep sea drilling or deep water drilling is the correct way to say it would continue in the Gulf. Now you have the drilling ban reissued. And in fact, this ban will be issued for all the way through till November. The Interior Secretary Ken Salazar was the one who reissued the moratorium on the deep water offshore drilling. He did it on Monday, despite what happened with the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that rejected the White House's appeal of another court decision to halt the drilling ban. And we know the rigmarole here, protect the communities, the coastlines, and don't make sure this doesn't happen again. And then to emphasize, oh, yes, it doesn't apply to shallow water drilling activities, so don't get all upset about that. But the new ban will be in effect until November. So think about this. You're talking pretty much about May to November. And do the math on that. So now, how many people are affected by this decision that in their lives would be irreversible? And it would be easy to say, oh, yeah, but the chances of another spill, are you crazy, lady? We have another spill. How disastrous would that be on the economy? But these oil rigs have gone through what the required regulations are. So now it's kind of like, this is what it is to me. Minerals management screwed up because they didn't have a tight rein over what was happening, and that was their job. Their job was to do that. I don't care how many platforms or how many things they had to go through. It doesn't matter. That's what they were being paid for. And same thing with the Interior Department. They were overseeing it effectively. That's why Ken Salazar should not have his job. Why is Salazar still there? I don't understand. Why would you protect him? He blew it. He blew it big time on a major, major disaster. So, okay, it's great now to say we need these new laws and safety measures, and we need to make sure they're put in place so we don't have this happen again. We'll reduce the oil spill risk, and this will be great because we don't want to have those unnecessary things happen. Well, it's very short-sighted when you think of, sure, you think of the tens of thousands of workers that are in serious, serious jeopardy because of this, and you're going to see a massive and substantial reduction in domestic energy production, and there's no definite path to move forward in this that's going to establish resuming drilling. So effectively, you could stop drilling for a year. What does that mean? What does it mean to the economy? What does it mean to the people that are working on these rigs? And I think it's fair to draw the comparisons to other major disasters that we've had happen where you would halt that industry. You would halt that specific industry because of that, because this wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have even been on anyone's radar. I mean, I guess that's the sad thing, that there was a lack of oversight in the first place, even though there should have been. So, therefore, that's what you're saying. Oh, everybody pays the penalty. So, I hope we don't lose all those people. I hope those companies don't go elsewhere. And we're just going to continue to lose money for the economies of Louisiana. And it's a massive piece. I mean, a massive piece of their economy. It would be very tough to make it up and tough to replace those jobs, by the way, too. So I'm going to call foul on Ken Salazar, and I really believe this man should not be in the position that he's in. He dropped the ball and in a big way, and he just continues on down the hardwoods and gets to take many more shots at the hoop, and unfortunately it'll be costly to so many people affected by that. By that moratorium. 800-259-5791. You might disagree with me. Hey, speaking of the, or agree with me, speaking of the oil spill, what's the latest on the spill? And the latest is that, I guess the good news, I'm going to say good news, because hey, if this thing's all capped off, that's naturally what all of us want to see. You know, you've got the two relief wells being drilled, and it's a question of how soon, how fast. But they got this new cap in place over the broken well. So it's a containment cap, and it's on that crippled well, the broken well, in the Gulf of Mexico that's been gushing all the oil for the 84-plus days. Now, they got to check it. So in checking it, they have to do tests in the next 48 hours or so, but they feel pretty confident in looking at it that this just might be what ails that situation. You know, then those pictures that you keep seeing of the oil disaster, the oil just keep leaking out, and then trying to guess how much it is, then all of that would be over with effectively, or most of it would be over with anyway. And that's good news. I mean, if, you know, if this is finally the answer, it took all this time, okay, at least it's there, and then they have the relief wells being worked on, and once that happens, then you just go with what's been spilled so far, and that's okay. I mean, that's okay that finally, there's a solution for it. It's not okay that it didn't happen sooner, and it's not okay that there's this moratorium on deep water drilling. I mean, I'm like the rest of you. I think it's a disgrace what happened, but now at least they've got the cap, and the cap is looking like that this was the answer. It was the junk shot that they needed all along. So if you look at the live pictures, then that's what you're seeing. The robotic arms lowered the 18-foot, 150,000-pound cap over the well. And you do have some oil gushing from the upper section of the cap. They thought that would happen, but it's not anywhere near what it was before. If you go and look at the pictures, you can tell there's a big difference already. Hang with us. We Can Count coming up.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Yes, I love this segment. We can count. This is a big one, too. The World Cup. How about it? How many people were watching the final? Wow. Shattering U.S. ratings records on Sunday. Drew 24.3 million U.S. viewers watching, unfortunately, a game after 4 hours that was kind of boring if it was 1-0. I know a lot of people like defense, but I like to see a little more scoring. Spain did win, surprising a lot of people in the extra time, beating the Netherlands. Now, by the way, the 24.3 million is ABC and Univision combined in the United States. That's such a big number. It doesn't matter. I mean, Univision still caters to Spanish-speaking people in the U.S. That's a big, big, big number. Even the U.S.-Ghana match drew 19.4 million. So a lot of people have been into World Cup. FIFA is amazed by this. They say it's an overwhelming success. I shouldn't say they're amazed. They're incredibly happy because all eyes were on the event. That's a good thing. In fact, according to FIFA, an estimated 700 million watched the game worldwide, but that seems pretty high to me. Wonder who's doing the guesstimates there. Probably the same people who are trying to decide how much oil is spilling into the Gulf. But the 10 metered markets for Sunday's telecast on ABC, just kind of fun to throw it out there. San Francisco, 14.7. San Diego, 13.6. New York, 13.1 for all of you there. Miami, 12. Washington, 11. Almost 12. LA, 11.3. Austin, Texas was huge, 10.4. We have listeners there, KVCE. Seattle, Tacoma, 10. Boston, and 9. That's pretty big stuff. So people liked the World Cup. Matt, how about that? Those are big numbers for soccer. Absolutely.
Yes, and I remember the first week you were all complaining about the lack of numbers.
Remember, I was.
You did that story?
Yes.
So I told you they would jump up when the U.S. started doing well, and they did. And for that, those numbers for the final, though, are pretty outstanding, especially given that
the U.S. Wasn't there.
There's no U.S. And you think, too, if there's a Latin American country, that you'll get some of the U.S. citizens that from Latin American heritage that'll watch that. And I mean, you got Spain, but that's not really it. So you got a lot of people that are watching.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good for soccer. And that's a good thing. Imagine if the U.S. went all the way to the finals. I would have loved to see what the numbers would have been then, because the casual interest would have really been ignited because of our pride, American pride. We want to see what happens. This is a creepy story. The Florida wildlife folks say a 10-foot, there's your number, alligator bit off a man's hand while he was swimming in a canal with his friends. You know where it happened? In a great area, Naples, Florida. This 18-year-old is recovering at a hospital now. They managed to catch the gator. They got the hand from its stomach, and the doctors might be able to reattach the hand. He was swimming with like three friends on Sunday night when the alligator attacked. They swam to shore, drove to a gas station, they called 911, they flew the guy by helicopter to a hospital. And look, this is what they're saying, just so everyone's clear on this. Stay out of fresh water canals and lakes because the alligators are active, especially around dawn and dusk. So stay out of them. As I am headed to Florida, I have no desire to go into the lakes to be there with the gators, which is my biggest fear. When I went to, like, Crystal River, I kept asking people about gators. And I did not swim at the dusk or dawn, and I couldn't help it. I was concerned about it because all I read are these crazy, crazy stories. We have one other silly story out of Florida, too, and it has to do with one sinkhole. It's a 20-foot-wide, 10-foot-deep hole that opened up in the street in Tampa, and it forced the evacuation of 11 families. They say this hole continues to grow. That's pretty big already where it is. So what happens with the sinkhole? How did this start? And really, the fire chief is just saying, we know it's there, and we're trying to do whatever we can to plug it up, but that's nasty stuff. There's a car stuck in it, too. Can you imagine just wherever you happen to park? It was like a 95 Toyota Camry that got sucked in. Oh, that'd be the worst. You just happen to park in that spot, and your car is the one that gets sucked up by the hole. But at least nobody else got caught in it. That's the good thing there. Americans and credit scores. You know, this whole credit card FICO thing. How many times do you hear the FICO is the thing, the FICO is the thing? And I don't understand when people go to get certain jobs, how they have access, these companies have access to your credit numbers. I think it's brutal, and I don't think it's fair to judge people always by their credit. When you think of the successful people that have gone through bankruptcies in business, and then even Donald Trump then went on to higher heights. So anyway, I'm not getting on a big soapbox about it, but the credit scores of millions of Americans are going to new lows, sinking to new lows. That's not shocking with what's going on with the economy. FICO is showing that 25.5% of consumers, which would be the equivalent of about 43 and change million-wise people, that have a credit score of 599 or even lower, that marks them as poor risk for lenders. That means that they can't get credit cards, they can't get an auto loan, they can't get a mortgage. This also means it suffers from mortgage brokers. You keep hearing, oh, great rates and all this other sort of stuff, but it's impossible to qualify. So it's like, one in every four person is qualifying for home loans, for example. See, it's that same thing. Enough bad apples and what happened 2 years ago and the craziness with the mortgages and the ARMs and everything else has messed up other people, made it that much tougher. So it's an increase of about 2.4 million in the lowest credit score categories in the past 2 years. Before the recession, scores on FICO's 300 to 850 scale weren't as volatile. But now that's changed. Historically, just 15% of the 170 million consumers with active credit accounts, or that would mean about 25.5 million, fell below that 599 mark that I mentioned to you. But hey, once the damage is done, it can take you years before you can restore your score. Even if you have strong credit history in the past, it's pretty tough. So you've got 26 million people out of work or underemployed and millions more facing foreclosure. And that alone chops up your credit score. I mean, that can knock off somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 points. And that's a big deal. 150 points is pretty big. So sad to say that it's going to be even tougher for the loans. You might see these crazy numbers when it comes to what you think you might be able to qualify for, but then ultimately it comes down to the fact that you're not able to get the loan in the first place, unfortunately. And as I said at the top of this, when we were getting into We Can Count, I don't understand that. The credit conundrum is a ridiculous one, especially when it comes to getting jobs. That I don't understand unless it's purely a financial job that you're going after. Then I kind of understand, because there, if you're handling money or other people's money, if you've got a lot of problems with money history in your background, I get it. But we're talking about the fact that a lot of people, for just security jobs or other jobs that they're applying for, are getting knocked out of the race because of credit, and it's already tough to find a job anyway. All right, let's quickly move on to our last one. Did you watch the Home Run Derby? It's the All-Star Game coming up tomorrow. Yeah, can you believe it? It's already that time of year. I like this time of year because we're getting closer to football, and now it's when the really good stuff happens in baseball. You have the dog days of summer, but then you get into the chase. You get into the chase to make it to the World Series, obviously, to get into the playoffs. And it was David Ortiz who finished tops in the Home Run Derby. Yeah, Big Pappy won his first Derby title. He hit 11 homers in the final round. He beat out Florida's Hanley Ramirez at Angels Stadium. And as I mentioned, the All-Star Game is tomorrow. We'll be talking about that a little bit, because then the good stuff happens afterwards. The good stuff. We're looking for some of the good stuff. You know what to do. You have any thoughts, please ship them to me. Send them to me. Whatever. AmericaTonight.net.